Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. Had some rain, nice weather. Everything's really, really something, and University of Texas beat Oklahoma in a great, great college game. And with me today is my associate, Dr. Mark Williamson. Hello, Dr. Williamson. How are you today?
I am doing so well. How are you?
I'm doing marvelous. I couldn't be better, I'll tell you. And so I want you to call in if you we have some interesting material. And what I want you to do, my listeners, is when you have a question or if you're not following the material that we're presenting, call in so we can give you a clarification. We want to hear from you. And the call-in number, of course, is 210-599-5555. And here on KTSA, 550 AM, as well as FM 107.1. And we're always here Sundays, 4 to 5 PM. So give us a call, and we'd be glad to visit, talk about anything about oral health and systemic health. And today we have some interesting material. Some questions have come up about this in other callers, but it got Dr. Williamson and I to be really thinking about what has being presented in the, I'd say, TV world.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Sure.
And so we have, of course, the podcast. This is put on a podcast the next day. You can check that out. There are about 9 years of podcasts, some really interesting stuff. And this program, if you missed it or you want to catch up on anything, like last week, we had a very interesting program last week. You can dial up staffelgds.podomatic.com on your computer and listen to as little or as much as you want to after you download it. And then, of course, we have a website, sanantoniodentist.net. A lot of interesting things that you can do with that. And so, Dr. Williamson's qualifications and accomplishments are just outstanding, and he's such a great help to us and will be for always the coming future. So, I invite you to come by the office, office of Dr. Staffel and Williamson for your dental needs for the most comfortable dental treatment that is available. And it doesn't matter how long it's been since your last dental visit, we can help you. And in addition, we have multiple systems to comfort you with any anxiety or fear that you may have when needing dental treatment. And we've been treating anxious people and fearful patients for just decades, and we've gotten so good at it. And this includes the using the awesome NuCom system, which is being improved all the time. It's going to be better than ever. It's just phenomenal what that system does. It allows a patient to become slip into a pre-sleep mode or a meditation mode. And then, of course, we have laughing gas or nitrous oxide, and then we have pharmaceuticals that take you into a really comfortable state of mind. And then the ever-effective IV sedation, which is used by all oral surgeons and all gum specialists, and available in the office of Dr. Staffel and Williamson. And Dr. Williamson. And this is the nice thing that we have designed systems, and we can help you select a system that's going to give you comfort like you've never possibly experienced before to have your dental needs. It doesn't matter. We're not going to embarrass you in any way. It doesn't matter how long it's been since you haven't been in. It doesn't matter the condition of your mouth and your health, unless you're just in very unusual bad health, but we can handle the majority of people that come in.
I wanted to chime in with one thing in terms of treating the sedated patient. A lot of times people come to our office, they're very fearful, they've had previous bad experiences at the dentist, and we always start things off with sedation dentistry. We find that after a lot of visits, they're almost converted to more of a routine patient. We're not having to use the sedation stuff.
This is so true.
So it's not, if you've had sedation dentistry, you may not always need it.
And in addition, we have something that I don't think any other office in town, maybe not any other office in the state. We have a person who works, who comes and visits the office once a week. His name is Dr. Blake Holloway. He's not a dentist, and he's a naturopath, and he has developed techniques for treating post-traumatic stress disorder or high fear of a trauma nature that's been generated by trauma. And then he can, in a very short time, in a very few visits, and very inexpensively, treat a person's fear and anxiety that's lodged in their, it's a little part of the brain called the amygdala. He can help detoxify that event. So if you're having something like we had a patient not too long ago, and this patient has extreme fear. You just can't imagine. And you treated him.
I did, yeah.
And you treated him successfully.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs Blake so badly to where he can detoxify those memories. He has these extreme memories that are so toxic to him that he has suffered dental trauma as a child. Well, that's what we can help you with. And I don't think anybody, do you know of anybody in town that does
what we do? I had never heard of it, no.
Or in the state?
And I would add something else. So I'm sort of a scientifically based guy, a master's degree in neurobiology.
Yes.
And at first I was a little skeptical about Blake. I just didn't know.
Right.
Yet we've seen so much anecdotal evidence where people have seen him. They've had wonderful success. So I'm a believer.
Well, I've been working with him for 20 years. And some of the things that we've been able to do are to help people. And that's our whole goal. That's our mission, is to help people. And people that have been really traumatized in different ways and possibly in a dental office. So this is one of the strengths that we have, and we invite you to give us a call and make an appointment so we can help you through these really difficult times. Got some calls, so let me go to Art. Art, how are you today?
Hey, hello, doctor. Thank you for being there.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick question. Would you do a quick review of your homemade toothpaste?
Sure, you bet.
Make
you can,
some more of it.
All right, you can get it on Mercola.com. Mercola is the formula. He is a physician, and he has a newsletter, or you can look it up, the Mercola toothpaste. And all it is, you take some baking soda, you moisten it with coconut oil, put a drop of peppermint oil in it to your taste, and sweeten it with xylitol, and all of those ingredients are natural ingredients. They're very healthy ingredients, and they all have a bactericidal effect. Now, no other formula has something like that, and it's absolutely healthy for you. If you swallow it, it's fine, and it tastes great. You can make it taste to your own thing. So, again, what it is baking soda. Moisten it with coconut oil. Baking soda has bactericidal effects. Coconut oil has bactericidal effects. Peppermint oil to taste, a drop or two, has a bactericidal effect. And xylitol has a wonderful bactericidal effect. That's a sweetener. So it's cheap. It's one of the most effective dentifrices that you can get a hold of. And you can make all you want, give it to your friends, and they'll think you're a hero.
You're wonderful. Thank you. What was the name of that .com?
Mercola, Mercola. He's a physician.
Oh. Okay.
He's a physician out of Florida, and he has a newsletter, and he's got all kind of good stuff on there.
Bless you. Thank you. Keep listening. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you, Art. Okay, Sarah, how are you today? Sarah?
Hello?
Hello. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just have a question.
Yes.
about your PTSD. Is that to help people with the dental fear, or is it to help people who was in, like, car bomb explosions in the war?
Both. Now, Dr. Holloway has treated over 2,000 veterans with PTSD, and he's done most of that pro bono, and he usually takes about 2 to 3 visits, a very inexpensive, if he charges anything at all. he's treated some very, for instance, one of the people that got shot in the Fort Hood murder of Hassan.
Mm-hmm.
Guy got shot. He was an officer. He got shot. He played dead. He suffered greatly, and he was able to clear him out. He's done this with a number of my patients. People come from all over the country to have him treat them for this PTSD of service-oriented origins.
And what is it like? What does it do? Because I've heard of something called MDR or something that helps. It's an eye treatment.
That's totally different. This, he uses a cold laser on acupressure points of the ear that have the meridians. Now,
of the ear, you said?
That's correct. Now, in Johns Hopkins Medical School, they have quite a bit of advancement in this, and Paul Nocher, he's a neurologist. His father is a neurologist. And he was the one that verified these acupressure points and the meridian connection in the human body some time back. And, of course, Chinese medicine has been using this for thousands of years, but it's been brought up to date. And Johns Hopkins has a very advanced program, Johns Hopkins Medical School. And so Blake works with these people as well. So he's a great resource is the whole point.
I understood, like, the MDR, if you're having a nightmare, it never finishes, and this helped you finish your nightmare. Can you explain more how this treatment that you're talking about helps?
Uh-huh. Essentially, it's the blood to the frontal lobe has been diminished substantially, and the frontal lobe is where you make all your decisions, your executive decisions. The blood puddles up in the brain and the hippocampus, the structure, and also the amygdala, where your memory is. So he is able to reverse that blood flow and get the blood flow back to a normal status in the frontal lobe and decrease the puddling up in the hippocampus and the amygdala. So that's one of the technical ends of it. And then he does some other things as well. But that's basically what it is. Now, what's that?
What days does he come?
He's usually there on a Thursday. You can just call and make an appointment.
I'll sure be calling because my son is really bad.
Well,
we don't know what to do.
I can tell you with about 99% or 98% surety, Dr. Holloway can fix him.
Thank you. I'm just so thankful I heard your show.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Let me go to Olga. Olga, how are you today? How may I help you?
Yes, sir. You've been talking about Invisalign.
Yes.
And you've been talking about, you talk about a lot of stuff. But my question was, I have crooked teeth. I'm retirement age, not retired, but crooked teeth. I've had two lower teeth removed, so I really, and I didn't have implants. This has been a long time ago.
Okay.
And crooked teeth and gum recession in the front lower.
All right.
So short of any kind of dental invasive procedure,
okay,
what can help?
There are lots of things. And, you know, it's interesting that you called on this because this is exactly what we were going to talk about in the whole program.
Well, I guess I better hang up.
Okay. But call our office. The office is, the number is 210-341-2569, and let us give you an evaluation of this. And we have the latest with the iTero element. It's one of the most fabulous scanning devices that gives us all kind of information. We have technology that is so good now, and we can give you a very good diagnosis very easily. And just give us a call. The number is 210.
I know that you have all, you talk about all kinds of things that your office
we do
has, and I know your office sounds very unique.
It is.
You're also very far away from me, so.
Well, that doesn't matter. When you get the results, the distance doesn't matter. Results are everything.
So you will talk about gum recession and Invisalign?
Yes, yes. And also, also in our office is my new associate, Dr. Williamson, Mark Williamson. He is phenomenal. He's won all kind of awards. He's gone through school with just all of his, from UT Austin on forward, with A averages all the way through. He's just marvelous, and he has a great kindness, a very kind, gentle way. You would really love meeting him. So,
sounds like he's got a good personality, too. I've listened to both of you together, so,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much for calling, and let us hear from you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye. Okay, so that was interesting. So we, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. And the reason being that you're seeing probably a lot on television about mail-order orthodontics. Well, what a novel idea.
Mm-hmm.
You can get everything else from Amazon, so why not? Orthodontic treatment. You would think, hey, they can do everything else, so. We're going to talk about that, and we want to start our program talking about this amazing technology that's available with Invisalign clear aligners, and it's a wonderful process, can accelerate. In fact, there are two processes to accelerate orthodontic movement. Actually, there are more, but there's the practicality. There are only two really practical systems that accelerate or the clear aligner movement of teeth, and to a fraction of the time that normally is designed by the dentist or by an orthodontist for an orthodontic case to straighten the person's teeth. So let's start our discussion with the beginning of why consider straightening your teeth with alignment in the first place. And back to our caller's question, age doesn't have anything to do with it. We've had some very, I think, 80-year-old and so on that we've done Invisalign in, older
mm-hmm.
Invisalign. So age has nothing to do because you're getting a new skeleton all the time. Tell us about how a skeleton transforms.
Yeah, so basically people think bone is something that's static, meaning it just kind of, mm-hmm. once you have it, mm-hmm. that's it. It turns out bone's actually constantly remodeling. So the bone that I have encasing my teeth today is different than the bone that I'll have encasing my teeth in 6 months.
And how often does your whole skeleton turn over?
My belief is every 3 months. Is that?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the interesting thing is, the reason for that is that the parathyroid gland is removing, has a hormone that removes calcium, and that calcium goes into the bloodstream. You have to have calcium in your blood, otherwise you will die. And then the thyroid puts the calcium back into the bone unless you have run into a problem with the kidneys, which will expel calcium under certain conditions. And, of course, this is why dialysis is such a problem, and this is why type 2 diabetes is such a problem, because that's why people wind up with dialysis as type 2 diabetes. So when we talk about cutting, like we had a caller talk about ketogenic diet, that's eliminating everything of a carbohydrate out of your diet, getting it down to 3% of your diet. So this is, so many things are tied together that we're talking about. And so this is one of them. So back to the situation is that bone has no age limit.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a new, as long as you're alive, you're getting a different skeleton every
mm-hmm.
so many months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great thing to know. And you can also influence that with supplements like we know now vitamin D. Since 2007, we know vitamin D, we know K3, K2, selenium, a mineral, boron, strontium, all these are very important minerals to help build your bones and keep you out of osteoporosis, osteopenia, and fracture, and so on. So, anyway, just a sidebar there. So, your health, your teeth. Now, this is really neat. Your teeth are designed to last you 80-plus years with a healthy nerve and blood supply intact. This is a fact. We know this. We have people that do this all the time, that make this happen. And however, this usually won't happen unless there's an intervention by a dentist to restore the tooth as it breaks down while it's in function, like if you're clenching your teeth or grinding your teeth or chewing or fracturing your teeth under a stress load. This is huge.
And to me, that's an overlooked aspect.
Yes.
I think people see dental decay as the only
yes.
reason you lose teeth. We see a lot of patients who have retained their teeth in a decay-free state for life. And then the longer you keep those teeth, the more cycles of chewing they go through, teeth start to fracture.
This is so true. And the neat thing is that you can, one of the things, let me put this way, one of the things that's been overlooked, it seems like, in dentistry is the stress factor on a tooth.
Like mm-hmm.
You, recent graduate, went through the advanced residency program. Did they talk much about the stress?
A lot, but a lot of it's because my program director was an endodontist, so that's somebody who's an expert in root canals.
Ah.
So he was very attuned to that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm...
But did they direct you to pick up stress loads?
Not so much, no.
That's the point I wanted to make. So when you... And we're getting to the stress load is such a factor, in my view... Because I've been at this a very long time, and if we catch a tooth in stress, we can make a whole lot of difference in how, what happens to the mouth. So that's my point. And that's the point of making sure, and of course, with this stress, you have the loss of the bone housing of the tooth, because the tooth will be low. If it's not hitting right, it'll be loosened up, and then you start losing the bone housing for the tooth.
And what a lot of people might recognize in their own mouths, if you look at a tooth sort of near the gum line, a lot of times with a lot of wear, you'll have a little chipped off segment of enamel down there. The dentists call an NCCL, or non-carious cervical lesion. And to me, that's an indicator that we've got a tooth that's excessively loaded.
Well, what about the gum recession?
Same. Yeah, similar mechanism. That. Yeah, so if a tooth is overloaded mechanically, a lot of times you lose bone and gum support to that tooth.
So one of the things in the technology end that we have now is the iTero element, and that can screen your teeth. And I don't know, it's a miracle how it does. It's just one of those stunning things that all this artificial intelligence does nowadays. You put your teeth together, and we do a scan of your teeth, and it shows where all the pressure loads are. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like it, and it's so valuable for a patient, and it's so valuable for capturing this information. And then it's archived for 14 years. And then we can tell in time-lapse photography whether or not the teeth are shifting, the teeth are wearing, the stress load is changing, the gums are changing, all this in time-lapse therapy once a year. And it's archived for 14 years. This is stunning, stunning technology. So I really encourage you to give us a call so we can help you evaluate your mouth. That's Drs. Staffel and Williamson. And our number is 210-341-2569. Number is 210-341-2569. Now, so we talked about stress. That's usually born by a tooth, and it's an unequal load, and it's overlooked a lot of times. So, and now with the iTero element, we can pick that up scientifically and tell within, what's the measurement? It's just microns.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell how much stress is being put on a tooth. So just what does that mean? Well, his teeth wear and they develop trauma from the stress generated while in function because of the lack of harmony. That's going to affect how well a tooth holds up. So what causes teeth to move in the bone that houses them? This is huge, because if the housing of the bone, the housing of a tooth is the bone, and if you start losing that bone, you've got a lifetime loss problem. Tell us about that, how that works.
So basically, all your teeth are anchored into bone via what we call the periodontal ligament, or PDL, and it's kind of like a little shock absorber. And if your teeth are malpositioned out sort of towards the cheek side of that bony housing, you have deficient bone on that cheek side of the tooth, and that sets you up for both an aesthetic issue where the teeth look long, plus the teeth are functionally compromised because there's less bone support.
Well, what causes teeth to move in the bone that houses them? Well, it's going to be wear that we're talking about under chewing function, extraction of teeth and not replacing the extracted teeth or tooth, and relapse from a previous orthodontic treatment, a genetic disharmony of tooth size to available tooth space. That is, you can have one parent or grandparent or great-grandparent's tooth and another parent, grandparent, great-grandparent's jawbone, and a genetic disharmony. So that's some of the things that factors into this a lot of the time. And then letting gum disease, which is periodontal disease, become well established in your mouth, which then allows tooth movement, sometimes considerable tooth movement. And there's gum recession that we just talked about, not having your teeth cleaned on a regular, needed basis. And then something that we've discovered in the last few years is sleep disordered breathing and sleep apnea that causes sleep fractured breathing and breakdown of the teeth. Now, this is something that's just been pointed out to dentists in, last 5 years or so. And we would see these mouths come in. They're all beat up and worn down. We think, well, it's for acid reflux or soda water. And it turns out it's really sleep disordered airway breathing problems. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a huge thing, and now we're finding 20% or more of the population, they've estimated 20%, 40% of the population has these breathing airway things or discrepancies. This is huge. And then, of course, there are gum changes from pharmaceuticals or diseases like the human papilloma virus, improper swallowing. And this is something that's not recognized in dentistry very much, but it's a huge thing. It goes back, I've known about it since the 70s. We studied quite a bit with Dr. Gorlener at that time, and improper swallowing patterns, which are called myofunctional swallowing, and it puts stress that can really move the teeth around. This is a big problem, and you wouldn't think that swallowing, but then when you put it into a fact that you swallow 2,000 times a day, and you just have a very few ounces of pressure. When you add it up, it's a matter of pounds that are moving those teeth and causes all kinds of problems, from not being able to wear dentures properly, from not being able to breathe properly. It's a huge problem. And then something that happens with the teeth is wearing of mandibular advancement devices. These are designed to help correct sleep breathing problems like sleep apnea or sleep disordered breathing, and these appliances are great. They solve the problem, but at the same time, they are in effect orthodontic appliances, and they move the teeth all over the place, and they have to be carefully monitored. You can't just put a mandibular appliance in and forget about it. And so food habits that can dissolve the teeth away. Talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So we see soda, for instance, is something with a low pH, meaning high acidity. Things like that can dissolve the food. You couple some acidity with aggressive toothbrushing habits, and it's even worse.
Also, the sports drinks.
Sure.
The Gatorade, that's pH of about 3.5. Tooth dissolves about 5.5. So you are really at risk when you drink these sports drinks and these monster drinks, these monster caffeine drinks.
And then if you have tooth wear plus you're exposed to dietary acid, it's even worse because the inner of the tooth called the dentin is more susceptible to acid erosion than the outer.
Right.
So if that inner layer is exposed and you're exposed to acidic food stuff, then you're really at risk.
And of course there's tooth damage from from accidents, which happens, and then there are aesthetics. And people usually want their teeth straightened for the aesthetics, but actually from the dental aspect, that's really the very last thing that we should be looking at. And the reason being, we want to preserve the teeth. We want to preserve the gums. Because if you have beautiful looking teeth and don't pay any attention to that, you're going to be the loser. And that's what these mail order things, you're taking a very interesting risk when you have something mail ordered to you and don't have any follow-up and you haven't addressed any of these issues that we were just talking about. My gosh, why would you want to do that? Why in the world would you consider a mail order dentist or mail order dentistry? Talk about destructive exposure and talk about buyer beware. That's amazing.
And it's just different. So if you have orthodontics that's supervised by a dentist, they have all your current x-rays, they've done a meticulous dental exam, they kind of know all of you. If you're doing it via a mail order system, either you're going to a center where they're scanning your mouth, or you can even take an impression at home and that gets mailed to the people who manufacture the trays, but there's nobody who's really providing you with a comprehensive dental treatment.
And none of these factors that we're talking about that are also health factors. And you're missing out on getting those healthy issues or health issues around teeth not being addressed, and you can wind up with pretty teeth, but a terrific amount of a lot of problems. So we want to point this out because it was raised by a caller. And you're going to see, we're seeing this advertising all the time on these very expensive ads on primetime television. It's just marvelous. You can get you get scanned and get your teeth just out of a box.
And the appeal is it's quite a bit less expensive than direct dentist supervised.
But then at the end, you're going to wind up possibly with a huge problem and a huge expense trying to maybe straighten a lot of things out that were not addressed. So that's why we want you to consider a dentist and consider our office. And we're never going to give you a mail order set of aligners. And our office is Dr. Staffel and Williamson, and our number is 210-341-2569.
And just to play devil's advocate, I think there's probably a small subset of people for whom these mail order aligners work.
Yes.
That'd be somebody who has great oral hygiene, no dental decay, is going to be 100% compliant, wear the aligners 23 hours a day, doesn't need a lot of follow-up care.
And maybe has one or two teeth.
That sort of thing. So that's not going to represent the majority of the people seeking orthodontic treatment.
This is true, but at the same time, if you look at it over a period of, where are you going to be in 15, in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, without any supervision? Not a good idea.
Yep.
It really isn't, because again, we go back to the fact that your teeth are going to last you for 80 plus years, but they need help. They need repair. They need a tap because your teeth can't repair themselves, and you can't chew with your teeth without accumulating some damage, and of course fillings are a problem, especially the old mercury fillings. So again, the next question is, why in the world would you even consider mail order dentistry? So I just wanted to enlighten you on the entire process of straightening teeth, and age is not a limitation. So now back to the tooth straightening accelerants. Now this is an interesting field. We're talking about accelerants. So the typical clear aligner case is designed to change these aligners every 2 weeks. That's not a bad deal. And however, there's Accelerant number one, and it's a micro osteoortho perforation. It's like about as big as a pinhead perforation in the bone between the two teeth. It's painless because a topical anesthetic is used, and it uses an old principle of generating what we call cytokines that start healing. And with that, the bone starts moving painlessly and accelerates the time to wear trays by 50%. That is, instead of every 2 weeks, you're going to change trays every week.
And it's funny, the word inflammation has kind of a bad connotation, but in this sense, we're actually utilizing the inflammatory response to accelerate the orthodontic treatment.
Good point. Now then, Accelerant number two. And this is a light in an easily held device that's placed on the teeth for 5 minutes per day at home, and then on the upper teeth, and then 5 minutes a day on the lower teeth. So you're going to take this light, this handheld light, and put it on the teeth for 5 minutes on the upper teeth, and then you're going to reverse it and put it 5 minutes a day on the lower teeth. And the clear aligner trays with this system are then changed about every 3.5 days. So instead of a 14-day aligner change, it is dropped to 3.5. Well, this makes it so much easier, so you can get out of in and out of your Invisalign case or your clear aligner case in just a very short time. And it's safe. It doesn't hurt the it doesn't hurt the roots, which happens with sometimes with metal pressures or metal orthodontics. So it's an incredibly, it's an incredible and safe accelerant.
So I would add in the technology is very cool. So it will sync with your smartphone. It can remind you when you're due. It can track your progress. It actually can tell your dentist how often you're using the tray. Mm-hmm. So it's a really neat thing technologically.
And this is a system that's been used in medicine for a long time to heal bone wounds. So it's not anything new, and it's been recently been available to dentists, and the system is called OrthoPulse. So if you're looking for a name, OrthoPulse is the name to be used with the clear aligners, either Invisalign or the Clear Connect aligners. And also, it's being used with orthodontists. The orthodontists are really embracing it, and they're using it with wire orthodontics, which have their cases that have to use wires. They're using it with that. They're embracing this technology quite a bit. It's sweeping the orthodontic world. It's amazing. So information like this is why it's valuable to listen to Dr. Staffelin Williamson, our program Sunday 4 to 5, KTSA, 550 AM and 107.1 AM. So call us and let us explain anything that's where it's because it's difficult to get oral health information like this. You're not going to see this in a magazine. You're not going to see it on television, probably. And again, the age for orthodontic treatment is not a factor. That is a really key thing. And with these accelerants, the one with the little perforation is that's used in some instances. Now, there are other accelerants. Some of them are pretty extreme, however, that accelerate tooth movement. One is called Wilcodonics. But we're not going to go there because that's something that average person, it's pretty invasive. And then there's these vibration forces. Some orthodontists are using that. It's called Accelident, soft pulse technology. This apparently, it's FDA approved. It's first introduced in 2009, and this is another accelerant. It's easy to use, but it has a steep price, and you have to use it for 20 minutes at a time instead of per arch instead of 5 minutes at a time. And then, of course, we just talked about the OrthoPulse, which is a light wave accelerated tooth movement. There's a laser-assisted accelerated tooth movement, but there's not a lot going on with that. And then there's some other, again, the surgical things that are quite aggressive that can help with orthodontics. We have some amazing things. Orthodontics and clear aligners can help with a large, what kind of percentage would you say from what you've seen?
Gosh, maybe 80% of cases or more would be amenable to clear aligner treatment versus traditional wire braces.
I think that's right. And also, it's interesting to note that the orthodontists are really embracing the clear aligner techniques in addition to with in conjunction to their wire techniques. You see the wire bands and, no, I mean, band wires, metal wires. And they're combining that with the clear aligners, and some of them are just using straight clear aligners. They've gotten these done, and there are two systems of clear aligners. There's the Invisalign, and then there's one called Clear Correct. And Invisalign has been at it the longest. They've got over 4 million cases archived that they determine their designs from. So we want to, the whole point is we want you to keep your teeth. We want you to keep them for the 80 plus year years they're designed for. But you, I would say, I want your opinion on this, Dr. Williamson. How many patients that come into our office and how many patients that came into your graduate training program would you say need orthodontics?
Gosh, need is a hard word.
Could benefit from?
I would say most everybody could, and it's more for the hygiene reasons and the health reasons compared to aesthetics or having straight teeth. So what I see most commonly is when people grow, we see crowding in the front of a lower teeth area. And then that's really, really hard for people to keep clean. And then we see gum issues. We see decay in that area. So for me, that's one of the most common uses for Invisalign is kind of straightening out those lower front teeth.
This is so true. And once that calculus forms, the hygienist can't get to it. The dentist cannot get to it if the teeth are crumpled up. And then the bacteria, the calculus doesn't cause the problem, but the calculus harbors the bacteria and the bacterial plaque. And the bacterial plaque is research has found that it's a very sophisticated condominium type arrangement, that there's not one type of bacteria causing the buildup of this plaque and tartar. And the bacteria are dependent upon several species of bacteria that are present.
And they use the term metabolic consortium, meaning, for instance, the waste product excreted by one bacteria can be utilized as a food by a separate bacteria.
Excellent point. And then what happens, you can't clean this accumulation because of the tartar or this hardened material on the tooth, so the bacteria is free to do its living destruction. And it keeps on going, and it starts the destruction of the bone. Interestingly enough, and here's an interesting thing that I don't know how much we get this information to our dental patients, but when you have an inflamed gum or an inflamed bone or inflammation in the bone due to these accumulation calculus, we call it, or tartar, or plaque. These are words for all of these problems. The body responds, and it sends out warrior bacteria to take out these invading bacteria.
Or warrior cells, we should say.
Yes.
From our body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And these warrior cells also take out the healthy bone. Now, that's what we don't teach and we don't recognize, that your own body, because it's responding to the bad bacteria, is going to destroy your own bone. Now, this is a huge thing.
So it's analogous to your own bone is like an innocent bystander.
Yes, yes, and it's going to be affected. So that's why it's so important. The whole point is to get your teeth straightened so that they can be cleaned easily with flossing and brushing and cleaned by your hygienist and your dentist. So it's a cascading effect. And this again goes to why you don't want a situation like that and have maybe gingivitis, which is easily corrected in 2 weeks and is reversible. And if you go to a mail order situation and that is not addressed in 2 weeks and that gingivitis or bleeding gums is not corrected, or any bleeding gums, then it turns into a larger problem of bone loss. So this is another reason why you don't want to take a risk with, or you want to consider carefully, let me put it that way, mail order orthodontics. And it's such a huge problem. And in recent, now this is an interesting thing. Recently, the World Periodontal Organization and the American Academy of Periodontologists had a meeting. And they hadn't had one to reclassify this problem since 1999. And what they came up with is that I've been preaching this for a long time, and I know your hygienists probably have been teaching this for a long time as well, that if you have a bleeding point anywhere in your mouth, when the probe is placed to measure a pocket depth, the pocket depth being the space between your gums and your tooth before it hits bone. If you have a bleeding point in any of these areas, you've got gum disease. And that was a universal thing from the World Organization of Periodontists and the American Academy of Periodontists. And then we've reported more on this. We're out of time now, but we'll give you more information on that. This is huge. Just huge. And so this is a type of information that we can direct you to saving your teeth. And interestingly enough, there have been a couple of dental schools who have said, and they have a reason to say this as far as a technical aspect, and they say that your oral health shows no causative effect on any systemic health. Now, there were two dental schools that the oral surgeons and the different people in these dental schools stated this, and they wrote it up in the Journal of the American Dental Association. There was a response, and there was a response by multiple dental schools and the dentists of those dental schools challenging that. Well, I can tell you, and the problem is, we as dentists look at a lot of subjective things. That is, if a person comes in with a abscess tooth and they've got a large swelling where that tooth is, that's called a subjective
mm-hmm.
observation.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a scientific observation.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Am yep. I correct in that?
100%. Yes, you are.
Well, you know, this is what's so confusing to the public when you're going to read an article, because this just came out in August of the journal saying, and the media is going to pick up it, and they're going to say oral health has no impact on mm-hmm. general health,
mm-hmm.
which is not right.
Right.
But you can't prove it, because you're mm-hmm. not going to create a oral health problem and monitor a heart, for instance, or a brain abscess. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna do that.
It'd be an unethical study.
No.
Yeah.
No. So this is a trap that you fall in when you read these things. And that's why you need to listen to this program, so we can help you make decisions on this, because If you don't, say you come in with a swollen abscess or swelling in your gums where you have a tooth that's abscessed and you don't do anything about it, you're running the risk of going into a severe infection. It can be pneumonia, which takes older people out. Pneumonia just about always takes older people out because that's a pretty much, isn't that a common pathogen in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to have pathogenic bacteria that go down your throat and put you into an ICU situation.
Oh, yeah. So what we see a lot of times, the airway gets swollen due to an infection that originated in the teeth. And then you can't breathe, you can't swallow, and it's a major, major issue.
So when we read these articles and they say oral health doesn't have any connection to general health, give us a call. Let us help you with this or listen to this better yet. Always listen to this program because we try to steer you into information and show you why this is not something to ignore.
I would also bring up the point for those people who have prosthetic joints, knees a lot of times.
Oh, yes.
When those prosthetic knees fail, a lot of times they find oral bacteria in those joints. And for that reason, a lot of the orthopedic surgeons recommend patients take antibiotics before their dental exams. So that's more evidence that there is an oral systemic connection.
The same goes true that it's recommended that you get all of your dental treatment done before you go into chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Or radiation therapy for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is so. We just want you to understand that your oral health is really important, and you're going to read things that might be contrary to that. But you give us a call and let us help you sort through these issues. And you will see we can give you data that would counteract. No, yes, we cannot prove it, but at the same time we can give you direction that will leave absolutely no doubt that you need to have oral health in first-class condition.
I would bring up the point, even if we're just being sort of superficial, we're ignoring inflammation, that kind of thing, people need food to eat. And, you know, nourishment is so important to systemic health. If you have a poorly functioning dentition, it's hard to eat all the healthy foods, the fibrous foods, the stuff that really requires a lot of chewing force. You just can't do it with worn out teeth, missing teeth, etc. So to me, that's more evidence that dental health is huge.
And then what Dr. Williamson and I are in the process of doing is setting up a direction to where if you're facing retirement in 5, 10, or 15 years, we'll help you design a program. Because we have all these preventive things now, the silver diamine fluoride, the Lolo's things, the Icon resin perfusion. We have so many, and we have these wonderful preventive things that we can put you into a preventive holding pattern for several months, even a year or two, and you can work on getting your mouth restored. And then by doing that and spacing out your expenses, you're not hit when you retire and you think you're going to have all this time and possibly money. And we see people who do that and they come in with just a disaster, and it gets very expensive. So this is something that we're going to talk a lot about, and it's we want you to utilize these services. Again, 210-341-2569, Dr. Staffel and Williamson. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great week. Bye-bye.